All right, so I've been wanting to talk about this for a long time, but I don't want to rub people the wrong way. But I believe there's a lot of parents who do not want to parent. Parenting requires a level of work that is nonstop, okay? Even when your kids are sleeping, you are doing a level of parenting. And the level of parenting that you do when your kids are sleeping is what? Preparing, okay? And if you're not doing that, then yes, you're dropping the ball. I don't care. You're dropping the ball. There is something that your child is going to need tomorrow that you are not doing while they're asleep. There is something that your child is going to need when they wake up from that nap that you are not doing to prepare for them. And which brings across this topic, the Parent Accountability Act. There was a creator on TikTok who brought up the question, what are your thoughts on the Parent Accountability Act that Georgia is proposing? So the Georgia Federation of Teachers is proposing it. It's a Georgia bill that will hold parents liable if their child assaults a teacher, with community service being given, jail time, and even fines. And a lot of parents are against it. A lot of parents understand it. And a lot of parents hate it. And some parents are just like, okay, we understand. But what got them to this point? And I feel like what got them to this point is the numerous situations and experiences teachers and faculty are going through when they cannot physically discipline your child, when parents get upset when a teacher says something about their child that they don't like, that they have to address, and they are saying, okay, if you don't want us to say anything about your kid, if you don't want us to touch your kid, if you don't want us to discipline your kid, then you deal with your kid. And the way that you are going to deal with your kid doing something they should not do in the classroom while we're trying to teach is you are going to be fined. You are going to have to do community service and not be at your job and risk your job. And you are going to possibly have jail time served because your child does not know how to behave themselves in a classroom of other students. And that's what I'm discussing today. A lot of parents are not going to agree with me, but I just want to bring it up so parents and people understand that people are fed up with trying to parent and teach your children in a matter of 7 hours that they have your children, and you will experience your children less hours than they would on a weekly basis. And I want to talk about it. Welcome to Cozy Womb Podcast. There has been so much violence in schools lately by children against teachers and faculty that 56% of teachers reported experiences of violence in school while working with kids in the classroom. And that should not be a thing. That should not be a norm. And it should not be happening at that number, okay? Teachers are either quitting, teachers are not showing up for their shift, which makes a lot of classrooms rely on substitutes. Substitutes are walking out. Substitutes are having to discipline kids in a classroom that they shouldn't. And teachers are dealing with anxiety and scared to do something they chose to do because teachers are so important. Teachers are guiding our children to become the adults of tomorrow who will make decisions for us way down the line when we are deteriorating and getting old. So why isn't it that important for parents to understand that, help us get these kids in order so these teachers can teach this classroom that's filled with 23 students, sometimes 30 students. And the reality is the classroom doesn't need more than 15 kids in the classroom. So could you imagine a classroom of 20-something students, and you have at least 5 of them misbehaving, and you're trying to teach? Nobody's going to learn anything. Nobody's going to learn anything. And what's the point of sending kids to school 5 days out of the week, spending more than 7 hours in a classroom, not learning anything because there's so many kids misbehaving? It makes no sense. Some people think that this act is too harsh. I don't. a little fire under parents will get them back into parenting in the home. And I feel like parenting in the home hasn't happened in a very long time. Now, some parents are doing a great job at parenting in a home, parenting in public, but we see it nonstop on social media. We see it on videos on Facebook. We see it in person, and we see it in schools. These kids are out of order. These kids are huge. These kids are eating food that isn't really food. These kids are chemically unbalanced. These kids have no boundaries. These kids don't know what discipline is. And there are too many parents thinking, oh, yes, I'm a parent because I have a child. I feed them. They have a room. They have toys. There's food here. I pay my bills. I do what I need to do as a parent. Parenting is way more than that. Parents are not parenting whether it's they don't have enough time, they don't have enough energy, they're not being understanding, they don't have enough patience, they don't have enough community, there's not enough help from the co-parent or the spouse, but they are not parenting. And you still have to show up whether you are any of those things, whether you're out of time, whether you're low energy, whether you are out of patience, whether or not you have friends, family to help you, whether or not you are co-parenting in a healthy way, or you're married, you still have to show up. Sometimes parenting is not about having a lot of money. Sometimes parenting is not about how many bedrooms you have, or you having a dog, or you sending your child to the best schools. Parenting is a lot about how much time, quality time, do you spend one-on-one with your children? Do you understand who they are? Do you understand what they need? You have to have a level of love, discipline, care. You have to be willing to give them grace. You have to teach them. You have to guide them, and you have to spend time with them. And the thing is, a lot of parents do not want to spend time with their kids because they have so many other things they think they need to do in order to show up. And the reality is, we cannot just make humans and not show up. Moms and dads leave kids every day, and it's hard, and it's sad, and it's dishonorable, but everyone isn't cut out to be the parent kids need. I know that. You know that. Society knows that. Having sex is easy. Being pregnant is a task and a responsibility. Being a father is a powerful blessing and a responsibility for an adult and a child. And I say that because the way you show up with your child's mother says a lot to your child. That's a teachable moment. The way you show up for your child does a lot for your child. The way you do not show up for your child will do a lot for your child and do a disservice to them in their adulthood. So I feel like fathers have a double task of whether or not you and that mom work out and y'all have the greatest relationship, still showing respect in that relationship, still being understanding despite your faults or the way that y'all fell out, still interacting, communicating in a respectful manner so your child can see. Parents have to be their children's first teachers, is my point. You have to teach. You have to set the tone for your kid. You have to create healthy boundaries so your child can know what those are and see them and set them for themselves. Teachers do not make enough money to be beat up at work. But at the same time, there are laws against how parents can discipline their kids. And I'm not saying please let parents discipline their kids in an abusive level. But if you want me to discipline my child at home, you need to stay out of the home so I can discipline my child at a certain level. Y'all can't have it both ways. You have to choose how you would like me to show up as a parent. A lot of parents are giving up legal rights to their kids. It's not anything new, but they don't want to have to deal with the law when it comes to their kids. They don't want to have to deal with their kids' needs. Voluntary termination of parental rights is a thing. Usually in adoption, but some parents do it and just give up their children to the state so they don't have to make decisions about their child. So they no longer have to pay child support. So their child doesn't have to deal with them legally, and they are removed from their child's birth certificate. But if you want to parent, your child deserves and needs your consistency. That's daily, weekly, monthly, yearly. That's by phone, FaceTime, in person, and mentally, emotionally, and physically. When it comes to support, you have to talk to your kids. You have to learn about your kids. You have to know what their needs are. You have to question them. You have to explore how to help them and ask them, what do you need from me? How can I help you? You have to be willing to be empathetic. And being empathetic means sometimes taking off from work to bond with your child, to spend time with your child. If your child is upset, sit there with them being upset. Talk that through. Part of being parenting.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Indianapolis Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
It's not just being the fun parent, not just taking your child to the amusement park, not just getting them a new laptop, not just getting them a new phone, not just buying them the latest sneakers. Part of being a parent is telling them you're not getting those things that you want because there are things that you need to do that you are not doing. So let's make a plan on how you can do the things that you need to do so we can talk about the wants that you have. Give your child boundaries if you love your children. Show them that you have boundaries for people. Show them that you have a standard and you have a value system that you exude and that you give other people so they can show up in a certain way with you. So they can show up in a certain way in your absence. You shouldn't have to sit in the back of a classroom for your child to behave. The way you communicate your needs with your children matter, because if you communicate what you need from your child in a violent manner, then of course they're going to be in a classroom and be like, if you don't hit me to do it, then I'm not doing it. If you don't yell at me at a certain level for me to do it, then I'm not doing it. But if you ask me nicely, I still feel like I have a choice. How do you communicate with your child at home? Do you demand that they do something without explaining? Do you ask them, hey, can you go ahead and pick up your clothes off the floor in the room so I can wash it? Do you say it in a nice tone or do you yell it? Because sometimes there are certain children that only react to violence. Sometimes there are certain children that only react to if you're yelling. Because if you're yelling now, that means I have to do it. No teacher should have to yell in order for your child to do something they're supposed to do in a classroom. Do you explain to your child why things have to be done a certain way? Or do you just dictate? Do you consider your child's feelings on what you tell them? Do you consider what your child is currently doing before you ask them to get up and go do something else? And I'm not saying parents need to wait until their child is finished playing a game. I'm not saying you need to wait until they're finished laughing with their friends on their phone before you tell them to do something. They should do what you're telling them to do when you say it, but you also need to read the room. You also need, like, I'm not going to tell my child, hey, stop doing that math problem that you're in the middle of and go pick up that trash out the bathroom right now. Finish the problem. After you finish that problem, go clean up the bathroom. Thank you. Do you have patience? Now, that's an ongoing thing that I have to work on as a parent still. Having patience. Saying to Anya, hey, your room is a mess. I'm going to give you 5 minutes to clean that up. Sometimes I do count the 5 minutes, but in reality, I'm not counting the 5 minutes. But I know what 5 minutes is. Maybe I'll go put some clothes in the laundry. Maybe I'll go do something in the kitchen. Maybe I'll go in my room. But after I feel like she's had enough time to clean up what I asked her to, and I go into the room, yes, now you put me in a mode where I feel like I have to yell. Now you put me in a mode where I feel like I cannot be nice to you. Now you put me in a mode to start taking your things that you want. Kids need that space. They need what's told to them, what's asked of them, time, you telling them how much time they have, and then a result of them not doing it, and a result of them doing it. And the result of them doing it would be, thank you for cleaning that up. Thank you for washing the dishes. Thank you for taking the trash out. Thank you for bringing that paper so I could sign it. Thank you for doing your hair. Thank you for closing the microwave and putting the stuff back. It's give and take. Every relationship is give and take. But you have to treat your kids like they are people, and people who also deserve respect. They might be younger, they might be smaller, but you deserve respect. Because if your child understands that they deserve respect, they'll be more likely to give respect. And in the classroom, in order for a child to get physical with an adult, to talk back to an adult, means that they do not understand that this is a person that deserves my respect. This is a person, regardless of how I feel, should have my respect. And before I disrespect this person, I have to know in my mind that I'm going to have to deal with my mom. Or I'm going to have to deal with my dad. And I know they have a value system and they are not going to appreciate me disrespecting this person that's trying to teach a whole class a lesson. So in reality, your child disrespecting that teacher in that classroom means they have disrespect for you. Means they have disrespect for their dad, their mom, their grandparent, their aunt, their foster parent. So what happens in that classroom starts at home. Now, when it comes to challenges with kids, that's natural. Like, you're going to have challenges with kids just like you're going to have challenges with old people. Old people will push back on change just like kids will push back on change. But change has to happen because change is life. Change is life. What you do when things change is a reflection of you. A reflection of what you were taught, a reflection of the skills you do or you do not have. You have to parent your kids. And all this accountability act is the state saying we're tired. The teachers are tired. They do not get paid enough to discipline your kids and teach in the classroom. They do not make enough money in order to be a victim in a classroom when they're trying to teach 20-something kids. You need to do something at home. And if you do not do something at home, then we're legally going to do something with you. So do not look at this act like, oh my God, they're against parents. They're not against parents, but they've been asking for your parenting. They're tired now. So this is the result of parents not parenting. If you are parenting, if you are showing up, if your child does have behavioral issues and you're not addressing them, this is the time for you to address them. If you know your child needs to go to therapy, this is the time for you to let your child go to therapy because their behavior is being a problem and is going to be a bigger problem for you. If your child needs to be on some type of meds for their behavior, this is your time to make a decision to go ahead and handle that. If your child is just misbehaving and is uncontrollable unless you are in the room, this is your time to look into a job that will require you to work from home while you homeschool your child. this is the time. Because I am not against them having this Parent Accountability Act. If parents can parent their children how they need to, this won't be a problem. If parents are showing up how they need to for their kids, this will not be a problem. But if parents want to continue to ignore the fact that their child needs help, needs addressing, needs discipline. I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk, we critique, we give feedback, we support each other, and that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Well, let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts, whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right with Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. Needs their time. Needs their patience. This is going to hurt you. This act right here, if they go through with it, yeah. You're going to be annoyed that you have community service because Johnny doesn't want to listen to his teacher tell him to go sit down. This is going to hurt you if you have to have jail time because your son or your daughter thought it was cool enough for them to walk up to the teacher and slap them or hit them with something or throw a book towards their face. This is going to hurt you if you have to come out of pocket with the money you don't already have and pay a fine because your child thought it was cool to throw a desk across the room. You have to parent. Your kids are not your friends. Your kids are not your roommates. You can't just feed them, give them clothes, give them toys, and send them to school and feel like, oh, I parent, I take care of mine. No. Being a parent is preparing to have a relationship with a person you don't even know yet. You're always getting to know who you gave birth to. And if you think you know your child fully and there's nothing else to know, you are lacking and slacking in parenting. There's always something to know. Just like there's always something to learn from your partner or your spouse, there's always something to know and something to learn. The moment you think you've known everything and you learn everything is the moment you are failing. Because these kids are hiding things. These kids are going through things. These kids need to talk to somebody. These kids need your honesty, need your guidance, need your love, need your consideration so they can know how to show up in the world. So I'm pro the Parenting Accountability Act. because teachers deserve to be in a classroom so they can teach. And if teachers can teach, your kids can learn. And if your kids can learn and their behavior is what it needs to be, other children can flourish. And if that's not the goal, why are we having children? That is all I wanted to say about that. Okay? Do your work as a parent so these laws put in place to discipline you will not affect you. Thank you for listening to Cozy Moon Podcast. I'll be a great parent so these kids could be better adults. Okay? Please.